long?
Where you guys want to go for dinner, man?
Steakhouse.
I thought that was a bet.
No, man, just we need to go. We've been talking about this dinner for years.
Did we go to dinner last year?
We know we met up at like Kelsey's.
In Boston Pizza. It was like yeah. It's a sad meetup.
Bro, we're like every other Brampton boy.
No, let's go spend some money.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
Private school's expensive.
Are your kids in private? Did you send them?
Not yet. We're like starting to plan them fully, and I'm like doing the math, and I'm like, for the amount that it's going to cost to send them to school, I could buy a house like in Ottawa, in an estate area, and they'd be around the same type of people.
With a good school zone.
Yeah, in a better school zone, I guess. Someone made that excuse of why they're buying a house in Oakville. And I was like, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, prices are good, right? I mean, they're going to get better, but they're pretty good right now.
Ah, they're still expensive. Any house I see that I like, I'm just like, oh, it's still out of reach. It makes me realize that houses were pretty expensive 5 years ago too. They just got more expensive than what changed what affordable looked like.
It's when they were like, you know, when detached like ramped up from like 600,000 to like eight.
Yeah, and that was like a big difference.
Years that was the year that's like, oh shit, and then you went to 1.5 million.
Let's just get started right off the bat. What's going on with this whole international student crisis? You guys see this shit?
This guy's recording.
I'm recording. They're not letting them in, man. I think they're going to put a cap on it.
Are we not letting them in, or are they not applying?
I think
they're making it harder to get in, aren't they, as of next year?
You guys see this thing from Conestoga College? It was going viral on Twitter today, where Conestoga, it was basically, it wasn't a letter from Conestoga College. It was someone posting in the Conestoga College like Reddit forum. And as an employer saying, we'll never hire a Conestoga College student again, or anyone with Conestoga in their resume is just being filtered out by their and automatically like deleted. And his rationale was like, look, we put an ad up, had millions of people apply. It flooded our systems. Every resume was a copy and paste with the name changed. The skills were all fabricated. We brought a few guys in for interviews. They couldn't speak a lick of English. Sabotaged our washrooms. And he's just like, yeah, man.
That sounds a bit made up, but, you know, it's plausible.
It sounds plausible. But I remember this one time, this was years ago. I had, and I don't even know what the school was. But this guy was doing, he was a student. He was working for one company. The CEO of that company knows me well. And he's like, yo, can you just make this guy your intern? Because he's in a computer science program. I was like, okay. He's like, what does that mean? Like, yo, just meet with him once a week and, like, you know, give him some pointer tips and stuff and then write him a reference letter. I was like,
wait, for what purpose?
For the purpose of the guy he was working for wanted to keep him hired as an intern. Okay. But obviously he's not an IT guy. He wanted me to IT sign off on it. And then it was kind of like he's doing an internship for me but working for the other guy. Was, I guess, and I was, after a while, I'm like, this seems hella shady. And this just never, I think he saw my discomfort with the whole setup that he's like, yeah, I can't trust him, that he might stitch on me.
Yeah.
And well, so.
But going back to what you were saying earlier, man, I think the penny's kind of dropping too. Like, it's not just students. People just don't want to come here and grind, right? They realize the grind now.
This economy's slow. Things are expensive.
Houses are not easy. Not affordable.
Yeah, it's not easy, right? So, and then the requirements—they're doubling the requirements now, right? The initial funds you have to prove that you can survive in Canada—they've doubled that. I think it's gonna be harder to get admission. I think it's gonna change.
Private college is still there, right? They haven't really changed the structure. It's gonna hurt the finances of a lot of places, though.
Is it going to drop, like, is it, one, going to raise prices for everything else, contributing to inflation because they can't hire cheap labor now?
And do you think that's as big as a problem as they're talking about, that we need labor?
What do you mean? Yeah. I feel like
They keep that's the line we use, right? That we need more immigrants and that's the only way. But do we?
I mean, this next year or so will show. I mean, I think we're already in a recession, right? People.
I mean, we are officially, no? I thought it was officially, we had a negative GDP.
There's no like headline recession.
Yeah, it's like Voldemort. You can't say it. Everyone's just like very. Finance guys love throwing it around. We're like, finance people are like, yeah, we're in a recession. They've been calling recession for like the last 4 years. Yeah, the official governments hate that word. I think it's such a bad political word that they'll use whatever word they can around it. Economic downturn, a slight economic downturn, a blip in the bull run.
A slowdown.
But no government ever wants to be like, they ran a recession. Or they, because...
They'll do it in hindsight. It's like, we got us through the recession.
Yeah, we got us through the recession. We got our way. Oh, man. Bill Burr had... I've been watching a lot of Bill Burr again. He had this great friggin' bit on, like, just your team versus my team and how the president himself is useless. It's like, the president's that guy that you go to complain and he's just there to take everyone's shit and nod. He has no actual power. And I'm like, I wonder how much that's true for, like, the prime minister in setting policies and stuff. They're just really there for us to shit on them and then the bureaucrats here take care of life.
Isn't the power just the funding and the programs they get to fund? I mean, that's their power, right? Once they get in, the majority, they get to deviate funds how they want to. I mean, isn't that the game?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's no real power. Like, what power does Trudeau really have?
But, like, does...
Don't ask a trucker.
Yeah.
You know, he did show some kind of power there, right? So
he had to, like, use the special powers. But, yeah, it's like, with this whole... student, is it a crisis then now if we've, I saw this one bar graph where it showed like the total number of immigrants Canada's had. Ontario is taking like the bulk of immigration and they're like newcomers to Canada. And apparently because they can only group them as newcomers for 2023 since they haven't released how to like differentiate them by region yet. Mm-hmm. They just say Ontario's brought it in. The majority of them, Brampton, Toronto, and now we have like 10 cities popping up.
Yeah, but the problem is the whole like notion that a student is an immigrant, right? I mean, literally the student visa is for study purposes. Now you've had this extension that they could work the full 40 hours, but in reality, it's coming here to study, and it's an easier path, yes, to get the PR eventually. But that's where it gets all kind of like they're coming here in intent. Yeah, but you should have had the funds before you came here. You're a student. You came to study. You didn't come here to, you know, technically work 40 hours and live. I mean, I'm just saying that's the essence. That's how the UK treats it, right? When you go there, it's.
I mean, you know. Look, we do that with everything, though, right? I mean, housing. We say, all right, look, you want to get into the housing market, buy this condo, overextend yourself, do whatever you need to, get into it. Because once you get into it, hold on to it, sustain it for a bit, then you can sell it off and upgrade and. Be a homeowner, right?
Hmm.
It's the same kind of mindset.
But that only works when
get in. It's the pathway to PR.
That only works when things are on the go, right? It's just like housing crisis now, when there's people kind of foreclosing and power of sales. We don't really care about the losers. You shouldn't have done it. You know, why'd you overextend yourself? So it becomes one of those situations where you're like, you have sympathy. It's not that you don't have sympathy for it, but it's like, how does that even happen? How do you get to that situation where you're sleeping in a tent?
Yeah, you know? It's kind of hard to watch. I saw, I think, Shinda, you shared a video of some Desi students who are sleeping in the subway like entrance, right? I was circling around social media for a bit.
There was one that they were sleeping behind a library in on Sandalwood. And they're like, some guys, like, I was just going there to check in on the roti and see if they needed anything. And then he was really... putting emphasis on that there's a girl living with them too. Apparently heroin and stuff, people are saying that's gone back up. Like usage among students is crazy. That's why we're seeing a lot of, I've seen videos from like funeral homes and stuff saying, you know, there's this silent killer right now in the community that no one wants to acknowledge. But we're doing a lot of funerals right now for students.
And sending them back home, yeah. But I mean, look, economic downturn, not a lot of job prospects. I mean, I think hiring is getting a little tight too. So, yeah.
I mean, would you guys agree with the 40-hour rule though? Like, you come here, get to like a private college, and just go work 40 hours.
I mean, it's hit and miss. Like, if you need to be able to afford student fees and tuition and stuff.
Like, yeah, but then at the same time, you're also taking up housing as well, right? You're causing a housing crisis in some respect. And the students are the one losing. I'm not saying that they're causing it. They're being unfairly treated. There's not enough housing for them.
It's the school's causing it, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the Sheridans and all, and they're the ones causing it. But
it's the Conestoga colleges, man. You see the chart that showed like which schools are pulling out all the thing?
Conestoga number one. 30,000 students enrolled?
That was a lot more than Sheridan. Sheridan actually seemed reasonable. Like, what, 10,000? That seems about what Sheridan can handle.
Conestoga is a public college.
Is it?
Yeah.
But it's in Waterloo. Yeah. They have like satellite campuses all across GTA.
There was a comment on Twitter. Who's benefiting? It's a public college.
Yeah.
Someone's pulling a hefty salary there. Some bonus.
Special contracts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess Mike wondering it now is, so the student population coming in has slowed down. We've all kind of somewhat accepted that the economy was being propped up on this money coming in from outside. When this money dries up from the outside, does Canada have like its own export right now that it's able to like swap?
We're going to go back to realizing that we need oil industry in Alberta humming, man. Let's go back to like our natural resources. Otherwise, we have nothing, right? Yeah, our manufacturing sector isn't as strong as the U.S. We're not going to beat out China anytime soon. So, yeah, it's just resources.
And now like the carbon tax and all the noise over that is back in the limelight where certain provinces are just like, we're vetoing it for our province.
I mean, Trudeau's going to take an L on the carbon tax for sure.
It was well-intentioned.
It is well-intentioned, but who the hell's supporting it right now, right? It's
But the intention's kind of whack too, right? On the grand scheme of things of we're going to tax you so you use less fuel, even though we're not a major fuel like user, consumer in the world scheme. We're going to make business in Canada suffer
but
over
it's showing leadership on an issue, right? It's like we could have less women in per man in Canada, but we still fucking show.
I mean...
Break the glass ceiling, get them in positions of power.
Which is beautiful, except we're not in a position of leadership. No one actually follows what we... Respect to.
I mean, the problem with all this, like even the carbon tax, is that there's this assumption of onus that the business will take care of it. But the reality is that the business is just going to pass it on to the consumer. So it's not...
It just goes sell.
You know, well-intentioned or not, at the end of the day, it's the average Canadian suffering. So... I think he's going to take a big L, and I think they have to restructure it or look at it because it doesn't make any sense.
Talking about an L, though, you guys hear about the Peel dissolution being scrapped?
I don't know how you feel about that.
How are you feeling about that, Douglas?
I'm happy about it. I was never in favor of
Peel because your taxes ain't going up.
Yeah, 100%. I was never a fan of the Peel thing. I think Doug is showing great leadership, showing that. You know, he hired consultants to look into it. They looked into it. It was hella expensive. And he said, yeah, we're not doing it. That's not a crew leader.
He looked consultants.
After the fact.
Wait. I mean, what's he supposed to do? Do it, dissolve it, and then be like...
Ahead of time.
It's a great move on his part because, you know, it's highlighted that, oh, you know, I'm the savior because it was going to be too expensive and this was Bonnie's idea. And, you know, Bonnie really wanted this and this is why Bonnie's not the right to lead. But at the end of the day, he's the one who stood up there and supported her. And I'm going to, you know, fulfill Hazel's last dying wish, you know, like.
And then I did the math and we parked numbers and we had someone who was independently brought in to look into it. And yeah, it's not looking good, guys. We're not doing that. I mean,
you know what? Although it can get annoying, I do appreciate that he can walk back something that he realizes is stupid, where the blowback is so bad. A lot of leaders, carbon tax, will just like bury their head in the ground and just, you know, ride it out, which is stupid. So I appreciate that, but fuck, it looks so stupid because just after the green belt thing, too, man.
the Greenbelt thing was more of a, oh yeah, that wasn't a good look. I think it was the catching on the Greenbelt more than anything that drove the Greenbelt flip. But is his legacy going to be just he flip flops, or is it going to be, are they going to be able to spin it too? He listens.
It's a flip flop, man. He wears a populist ribbon really well. He really is just a man of whatever is popular is fine. Like, he'll take a poll. I bet he cares about those surveys or petitions, you know? Like, those get through to him more than any other.
But the funny was how all the MPPs reacted when Bonnie announced her leadership. It's so reactionary. It's just so reactionary. Like, chill out, guys. Like, you're like, you basically look scared now. You should have mentioned it. You should have been like, whatever. The election's not happening. Why are you even talking about it? Big deal.
Just a congratulations, and that's it.
I feel like it was more of a simple job.
The third party in Ontario, they got scared of.
I don't know if it's scared. I think it was just the party really being annoying. I don't consider it fear.
Come on, that's mad fear. You're going to bring up the third party leader. Not even the second. The third.
I don't think it's fear. I think one of it's an acknowledgement that the NDP is not going to sustain their stay. You know that they're just like there as like,
I don't know who the leader of the NDP here, and I follow politics.
Yeah, no one does.
No one knows.
Most MPs probably don't. MPPs probably don't even know who they are. I don't even know if it's a male or female.
Yeah, let's be honest. They got shook.
Dougie got shook. I don't think they got shook. They got shook. I think they were just
100%. One hundo.
The election's too far away to be shook. I think it was more arena.
But then look at the optics. Why talk about it?
I think
who cares if she's a leader?
Typically, when one party's in like midterm and there's a leader of a new party, there's just like a congratulatory tweet.
Yeah.
Like a couple of days of like respite, maybe a week, and then the spins start coming out, right? But this was immediate. It was shock like
about it. It was immediate. I acknowledge that it was immediate. I just don't think it was a shook move, more as a welcome to the arena. We're going to start dumping on you right away just for the sake of this is how it's going to be. We're going to make your life miserable right off the start.
Because we're scared we can actually lose.
I don't think they are. I honestly don't think Bonnie or the Liberals pose a threat.
Okay, you don't think Bonnie poses a little bit of threat?
Oh, this is what our bet is for. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a bet about this. I literally do not think that Liberals in their current state pose a threat. I've never met. Look, Doug Ford is a fucking liberal. I don't know why we, you know, he's a centrist. Like, he's not crazy, right? He's not. They keep trying to paint him as crazy, right? But every friggin' this, he loves him. I don't know people who hate Doug more than like the hard left. Centrists love him. He gets shit done. It's hard to knock an incumbent. He's been good to cover up his tracks whenever a scandal comes up. Quick enough to just like, that's a scandal. All right, let's not do that then. Oh, you guys are going to start looking at me. Fire whoever needs to be fired. Get whoever out. Like,
yeah. But I mean, at the same time, it's like why, you know, with Justin and all the hatred towards the Liberals federally, as we go into economic downturn or whatever you want to call it, there's going to be more scrutiny, more hatred.
But he's done a good job at that too, though. He just blamed Trudeau for it. He's just been blaming Trudeau for all that.
He can, but I'm telling you, it's an opportunity for Bonnie. He's like, shook, man. He's scared. Like, literally a week later, he says, oh, we're going back on the Peel thing.
The next thing is going to be back in Ontario plays.
Yeah. Spa. We don't need a spa.
Yeah, it's going to be turned back.
But, like, in all honesty, the Peel thing.
Yo,
I always saw it as a political gambit. He was trying to put the piece in the place. That if she became leader, he was planning on taking it back. I think there was foresight into this.
Yo, but they've put all their eggs in that highway build now.
The highway's like going
to happen. That has to happen now. And if it's delayed or crazy over budget, or if there's any kind of like scandal that comes out of that now after the green belt, that has to go without a flaw.
No, highway's happening. Even Bonnie's down with the highway. Even Bonnie's down with the highway. Bonnie's down with the highway. The highway's happening. He did take it out, though.
We all want it.
I don't even know how much I'm going to use it. I don't even travel up and down that way that often.
Like, yeah, but think about the traffic it might save from people going across, right? Yeah. It's going to alleviate some of the stresses on the other, especially on the 401.
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
All that truck traffic will go, man.
All studies that the Liberals used to push were that it's not going to alleviate traffic much.
Think about it, man. That crazy traffic from Milton going across the 401 to get to the 400. Now I can take the new highway and hit the bypasses, and you're good. Like, you can go around it. It makes complete sense. But
how much traffic is there to begin with doing that? I guess is the real question, because it's not.
Yeah, then it's
all the train coming to and from the U.S. I mean, it's quite a bit.
I mean, I have no idea. I'm just saying, from what I've heard.
Sarnia
to Barrie.
Ambassador, so Michigan and all the Niagara guys, like those three borders, they feed into the 401 and they go through Toronto. Now I can bypass and go to the rest of the country where they need to go.
The other side of the argument is letting just commercial trucks go free on the 407.
I think we should.
Like subsidize, like the government should subsidize that. And
that's just the silly part, right?
How much would it cost? It'd be interesting.
Better that we sold the 407. Anytime that stuff comes up, like, yeah, it should be subsidized. It'd probably be cheaper.
The PC shouldn't have sold off the highway in the first place.
Yeah, fucking Mike Harris. Can't believe that old PC party. You know, complete old guard. Can't trust them at all.
how's PP doing?
Oh,
how's PP watch for you?
He's got like an STD or something. I don't know what type of STD it is, but PP is not doing great.
No, I know. He has his.
It shocks me to see Desi still posting pictures with him. Hmm. Is that fucking nuts? Like, this hold guy.
Oh, here we go. Hold we got on. The defense.
No, it's not the defense. It's the Desi's really don't care about sick issues. Let's be honest. PP not having a strong stand with Six or Kalasan or with Nidji with any of that stuff. Upnade don't really care about that.
They're stupid, right? Like, if Akshay Kumar comes in, they'll be all over him, even though he's like, everybody hates him, but they'll still take a picture with him. It's the same kind of, you know, it's an opportunity, right? They like taking pictures of politicians, but generally, from our community, it is pretty interesting that they're not grilling him harder.
They're not going to friggin', they still want their chance to become elected.
Hmm. What's Tim's whole view on everything that's happened? Has anyone got his two cents?
I don't think he's made an official statement, and I can't really speak for what I've heard privately, but it's just generally been like, just wait and see. We're working on it. We know what's going on.
Same thing with, what's the other guy's name? Sarai?
Siraj.
No, who the other guy? The guy who sits there and just nods all the time when PP talks.
Finance shadow guy. I know you're
talking.
Yeah, just Raj. I mean, I think part of it is also an acceptance that they're not going to say anything against the leader. Look, man, sick MPs in general, across all parties are not near as pro their community as, say, the Jews are for Israel that are in power. I've seen liberal MPs who are Jewish speak out more against Trudeau saying anything ceasefire related than I've ever heard from a sick MP. I just don't think our community is built that way. Or at least our elected officials aren't.
Mm. Our elected officials are too worried about the seat, right? No. They're way too worried about the seat.
They're worried about themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Community, I think a lot of them are just like, look, our community isn't what's going to... I feel like they feel like they can sway the community in whichever way they want. What they want to make sure is they still have whatever influence they have in their party more than they care about keeping the community on their side.
I don't think you can put PP in that same light anymore. You got to question everything he does.
I mean, I've already publicly denounced PP. I've already said that I'll be.
It's like the first he questioned the report, and then it's like now financing issues are coming out, funding. It's like it just keeps growing, and you're like, oh, well, that's not a good look now. Like, it's all connected, right? Oh, that's why you said that comment. That's why you stood up in there and denied it.
You know? Beyond that, the Brown thing, like Patrick Brown's campaign was sabotaged by PP campaign via proxies of Hinduvada nationalists.
Yeah, so CPC is AKA BJP, right? Like,
I mean, that's kind of always been accepted before even PP, that they had Harper and stuff. But at the same time, PP not doing anything to dispel any of that is, it's been disheartening. As someone who's wanted,
they expect you to blow over, which is kind of crazy.
I mean, 2 years.
Maybe they know something we don't. Maybe it will blow over.
I mean, they're just betting on the fact that people just hate Trudeau that much that it won't matter.
Yeah.
Well, people just want change. Like, I talked to like some fan, they're like, yeah, it's good and all, but Trudeau needs to go. So you kind of like
support BJP.
But yo, doesn't that come after a while with anyone? Who knows what? He's going on his third term, right? He's going in for his fourth election. Yeah. That's a long time for any real party. And for like the amount of hate that
he's had majorities, right? He hasn't had a minority?
Two majorities. This has been a minority that's been
popular. It's a minority area because he did the NDP.
I think more than anything, just the vaccine thing, people's wallets are literally hurting right now. People are in a recession or an economic downturn. It's hard for people to want to not keep things at the status quo.
But it's funny
how you gotta wonder that he's done something right that his guys aren't getting paid off. Yeah, India is going after the conservatives to pay those guys off, or those are the pockets they're lining. And it's not the liberal MPs.
I mean,
so he's doing something right. What is it?
I mean, that's questionable too, right? We had that one liberal MP from Carleton. I don't even know his name right now. And then we had the other one who lost the last election from Brampton, who were both pretty pro-India.
There's that one guy, Chandra Arya, you're talking about, from Chandra Arya, who's like the black sheep of his party.
Yeah, but he hasn't been kicked out of the party.
You know he's crossing the floor. If you get him a chance, he's crossing that floor.
I mean, his website has no mention of liberals, and neither does his Twitter profile, right? And then Ramesh Sangha, he was pretty pro-liberal or pro-India, considering he was still collecting a pension from India for his time in the Indian Armed Forces.
And he was shown the door.
Yeah, he lost his seat also.
Yeah.
And then Anita Anand has been rumored to have close ties with various elements of
BJP. I would assume they all do. Like, we're acting like they don't. They're all, that's that world. They all do. But the extent that world has influence on what they do, that's the shocking part, right? Like,
what they condemn, what they don't condemn,
Yeah.
Like, I think Trudeau's going too hard against India and he should watch his words.
Like that, but now the US is in it, right?
Yeah, the Big Brother came in and now they've gone quiet, right?
Now they got
they were picking on younger brother and bigger brother came in. Like, what are you saying?
Big brother's like, cousin show up, right? There's a fight. Now your older cousins show up to your school. And now the conversation's a little different.
They had pictures of the money exchange. They had the names. They brought the receipts. And now India's like, oh, well, why are you picking on us, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, they're just... I think the notion got lost, and it's crazy, is that a Canadian was killed on Canadian soil. That's the end of it. And that's the Americans. They're the ones saying, well, you can't run these operations on citizens of their... And Raw just got kicked out after, 58 years? 58 years? Ooh. 55? Raw was operating in North America for so many years, and they've actually got kicked out in June after all this happened. So they don't have offices. They don't have anything anymore. So, you have satellite offices in certain countries. They got kicked out of the UK as well. So there's been a big thing in their intelligence community against India as well. Mm. So this is something that's been going on. That's not it's not coming to the forefront until recent news. But, yeah, they're defending themselves like left, right, and center. But America just came and put the nail in the coffin and just said, yeah, we're charging this guy.
But what's coming of it is he going to get extradited? India said, we're not extraditing him.
No, yeah. I mean, he's in Prague or something, right?
He's in Prague, Czechoslovakia, yeah. Yeah, so there's an extradition. So.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with that. I don't even know if anything useful will come. Will he just be like, oh, I was acting on my own accord?
I don't think the case will, but there'll be other pressures, right? There's a bunch of arms deals that are on hold now. There's other things that these guys... It's all about deals, right? It's not really about...
It's really what trade can we...
We're looking at it from, oh, they killed someone, but this is not bigger. It's bigger deals and whatnot, right? So they were fighting a war with China on its borders. They're still trading with China at the same time.
Yeah.
So, they have their own. Someone's going to pay for it. India will pay for it.
They're basically going to lose whatever negotiation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. In some way, they're going to have to end up paying for this. for doing this, but it is what it is.
I'm talking about wars. What's going on in Israel, Gaza? Any change in
perception? Dude, don't ask, man. That's just...
You seem so stressed about that conversation.
What a shit show on both sides, man. It comes out, Israel killed 3 hostages.
Waving a white flag. Waving a white flag.
Yeah. You know, at a certain point, like...
And then they've also had to reduce the numbers from October 7th because they turned out that Israel killed more than they originally thought they killed of their own people. I feel like Israel should be losing the PR war to every degree except for these protests that are happening at malls. I think that was kind of like the hold up, man.
What the Santa Claus protest.
The protest outside Zara and like the guy telling the cop that he's going to put him 6 inches deep.
Now it's after Christmas. There's been 2 protests. One of the Santa Claus and one in the UK where they're protesting Coca-Cola trucks. Sure.
Yeah, I feel like...
It's just like, you know, okay. Even the ones at Zara, like, okay, the CEO admitted his mistake, said it was wrong. They can be apologetic, but what is that really? What are you going to gain? What's the goal here? I get confused. What's the goal?
I mean, Zara's CEO
is trying to sit in Santa's lap. Like, come on, touch grass, man.
Yeah, like, come on, like, no, go protest. I mean, go protest in front of offices and MP offices. You know, MPs that have not like that makes more sense to me, right?
Yeah, Zara one's even darker because the CEO didn't really apologize so much as he said, look. The pictures that you're complaining about were taken well before any of this even happened, and it's coincidental.
Didn't he say he could see how it could be insensitive? They've been taken down, right? So
it's going after low hanging fruit, really, and it's hurting the PR a bit here, just because I know reading through all the comments, it's just kind of like shit. Go somewhere else.
Starbucks is another one, right? That took a hit.
Yeah.
Anybody buy the stock?
Gonna buy it now.
Down that bad. I don't know. Like, I've been totally sympathetic towards what's happening against the Palestinians and what's been going against them in Gaza, and it's hard to compare it. But at the same time, it's just kind of like, look,
these you can protests, compare it to Aleppo.
Huh?
You can compare it to Aleppo. Aleppo is pretty bad.
I don't even know what happened in Aleppo. I'm gonna be honest, I have no idea what's going on there. I'm just saying. If everything's going your way in terms of public support, I feel like some of these protests are just protesting for, they're not helping the cause.
Yeah, it's not helping the cause.
Of getting people more informed or whatever it is that you're trying to protest for. Because Twitter's been a pretty good spot. I have this hate-love relationship with Elon, but if it wasn't for Twitter, I wouldn't see half the videos and half the stuff I see.
But that's Twitter. Elon just owns it.
Yeah. Elon owns it, but he's also kind of like said he's going to be that fair centrist voice, even if he's pro-Israel in his comments and doing the tours and stuff. The stuff I'm seeing that he allows on the platform seems pretty fair and balanced for the most part.
Didn't he give like Hamas or whatnot Starlink?
No. He said he would provide any reputable aid agency that Israel marks as a reputable aid agency access to Starlinks.
Okay.
He tried to play a very, no, we won't just give Hamas internet. We will let you tell us who are the good guys there. But according to Israel, their official stance is everyone there is Hamas.
Israel must be taking an economic hit on this as well. You know, the trade routes from the Straits and was it Yemen? Has basically said they can't cross now, so they now got to do road routes.
Ballistic missiles against ships. Yeah. Crazy.
No, Israel straight told U.S., yo, if you don't take care of Yemen, we will. They're definitely
Israel. Things. Is Israel have a navy? I'm ignorant to this. I'm just
no. They want U.S. to jump in. They're expecting U.S. to.
No, U.S. ain't gonna do it.
It's kind of a shit show because Yemen or the Houthis are like a militia and they're like a proxy of Iran. Because Iran backs them, Iran gives them the weapons. So you either nip this in the bud, like now they have this coalition of like Navy ships trying to shut down these attacks, right? But you got to nip this in the bud because you're destroying trade. I heard this crazy stat, like 12% of all world trade goes through that Suez
Canal,
right?
So, Suez Canal,
Suez Canal, yeah. So now they're actually, all the big carriers or freight guy around Africa.
Yeah, that's avoided. That's probably a huge detour, like a good,
a big cost, like 3 weeks or something. It's a 3 week detour.
That's wild.
So now, like, changes fucking everything, man. It changes trade.
Now that's a real protest.
That's effective, at least.
You know, the Houthis have a ruthless fucking manifesto too, that they are supposed to eradicate Israel and all Jews. Like, that's in their like fucking manifesto, just like Hamas.
That's where it all falls apart. This whole conversation, you know, like there's no answer to it. Because both sides want to eradicate each other.
But now we got some other countries coming out and saying they're anti-Muslim, like the Italy prime minister recently.
No, that's anti-immigrant. That's a whole different scenario. That's anti-immigration with the migrant crisis. And they're saying that the Islamic values that are being brought over don't...
I didn't realize Italy was...
Or don't work with their European values, right? So, I mean, yeah. I think they're just overrun by mass migration and... They don't know what to do about it.
Greece.
Spain. I mean, we would be pissed off too. Let's be honest. If we had this huge migration coming from our southern border from the U.S. and it's uncontrolled, and there's people everywhere, and it's you would be pissed off. Like, I don't blame them for being upset. I mean, it's their country. I mean,
don't we have our own mass migration that we're openly importing right now, according to some people, with a lot of the students and
But we control it. That's controlled. It's uncontrolled to the public, but it's controlled by the government, right? There's visas. Yeah. People just rolling up on the shores and say, "Yeah, we're here." You know,
we're kind of facing the same effects here.
But it's easy for us to say on this side, saying, "Well, yeah, they shouldn't care." But
we can close the tap on the students.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, that they can't close it. But now we're also in that weird thing where, because obviously they're saying they're importing people who are not in line with European values. We've seen recent like crime up in Brampton go up. And a lot of people are saying, well, now we've gotten all the good people out in. Now we're just importing whoever. And we're importing a lot of these gangsters and stuff. Like,
because it's too easy to get into the country.
And in light of that, we're seeing like all this recent. Have you guys seen these videos in Brampton? Like the shooting guys, hell, got shot up.
BC style shootings, man.
Yeah. And then, there was a shooting in Mayfield.
The letters with bad grammar. Asking for $2 million.
I know lawyers whose houses have got drive-by just doing the work that they normally do. Nothing illegal, nothing bad. Just
I heard they're just going after anyone with money. It's a shakedown on anyone with a dollar.
Not even shakedown, just intimidation tactics too.
Yeah, it's very mafia-like, right?
Yeah.
They're using the same tactics that the mafia uses.
Are people intimidated? Are people getting scared?
You know what? It's funny about our people. It's like our people like will talk about this and that. But at the same time, you have the other half that are so obsessed with that side of the world and in terms of the underworld and drugs and this. Like, there's a whole another side to it where we as a community guys say, okay, that doesn't fly, you know. But we also half our events are sponsored by these guys, and it's just you look at it. The drug money's everywhere. Now the uncles have. Essentially, these drug mules, the students are being used, their hands are clean, but this is where all the violence is coming from, right? Like, kids are, what was it, Calgary? Some kid got, some 40-year-old got shot, Edmonton, with his son.
They killed the son, too, intentionally.
Yeah, and then his kid, you remember the guy who beat up that autistic kid at Square One, those three guys? Like, remember, like, 3 years ago?
No, I don't know.
These three Punjabi guys from Vancouver, they were here, and they in Square One, they beat this kid up. He got shot the other right after that guy in trial. There's been a bunch of shootings in the news. And you start tracking, you're like, it's more prevalent than we think, right? So
are we turning into BC Light? Remember how BC used to have this whole thing in the early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s? Is that now where we are, like, in the scene of things?
I think we like to ignore it. You know, like, look at who's the other Punjabi who just got... like in BC, that guy with the guy who fled, he's in India now.
Yeah.
He has like $3.2 million worth of cocaine in his truck. It's like,
Well, I think we are, man, because the biggest difference for the longest time, there was always violence here. Not so much the gun violence. Now that that's coming to the forefront, we're also talking about it more. Like, did you hear about the shooting? Blah, blah, blah. It's all of our WhatsApp groups. We talk about who the victim was, who the... alleged perpetrator is, who or what the story is, what the motivation is, what the backstory is. Somebody has a story now, right? We all know now. There's a bit of drama that gets shared. Like, I'm talking about it with my dad and my chacha and my tia. And,
you know, like what the story is, right? Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the Mayfield and Airport. Mayfield and Airport. Was it Mayfield and Airport?
Yeah, the family got house down.
Castlemore, some guy, his house got shot up for supposedly stealing a truck, and there's a hit on it. Like, it's just, it, to me, it's like, when's our community going to realize we're really involved in this? Right? Like, we've known about it. We just kind of ignore it. Yeah.
But
it's just us.
BC, like, that was like me going to BC. I would sit around and people would talk about shootings, who did it, what the story was, what the beef is. They're a little different because, like, they kind of glorify the gangs as well. Yeah. I don't know what the gangs are. I don't think any of us really do. We don't know what the crews are. But
what, in BC or here?
Here.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's more to do with drugs.
But now we're all talking about the drama. We are talking about the drama, what the issues are.
I think that was the big difference in BC is BC, we had names. We had the Hells Angels. We had the Bacon Brothers. There was this street lore to everyone, right?
Yeah.
Whereas there's no street lore to any of these guys. It's like,
they're all coming here, right? Like, it was that guy who got killed. He's part of the United Nations. The guy who got killed with his son. And when you look at the rival gangs, they're all tied. Now they're tied to the cartels, right?
Even
the ones who are famous for killing kids and families are cartels. It's never been anything else.
Even so the shooting that shot his business kid, that we even mentioned now. I don't know if we should or shouldn't. Whatever, the business that got shot up that we all know.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
It was an Abbey kid, a kid from Abbey that.
He's 23 years old or something like that.
I'm guessing they're coming down.
You obviously know he's being paid. It's not him just being. He's being paid to do this. So there's levels to it, right? So that's what I'm trying to say. There's opportunity, and these kids are willing to take a risk now. That's the scary thing, right? So,
I mean, is that just there's no other jobs for them? So they're like, yeah, this is a profitable.
Well. Maybe not in Vancouver.
Maybe.
I remember actually having this conversation with someone because they were just like, I had a conversation of, is it the parents' fault? Is it our community's fault? Where's the fault coming at? Because he was claiming that a lot of these people involved in a lot of this shady stuff are coming from rich ass families. And
it's glorified. The culture is glorified as well, right? Like the gang culture is glorified, power. But the obsession with money, we as a community, as our Punjabi, or we are obsessed with money. And even when we're not supposed to, in my eyes, we know is the root of evil, but we are surrounded by it. Everyone talks about it. Look at my Range Rover. Look at my this. Look at my that. That is, you know, I need to go to a bigger house. That all ties into this. So you don't blame the parents. Blame the whole, you know, the mindset of the community that you need more. And if you work long and hard, you're stupid. That's another notion. You know, you go to school? Why? You know, I made this in 5 years, right? So, yeah, it's...
Talking about the community's obsession with money, do you guys first see the Tesla truck taking over in Brampton? Would that be a status symbol at all, or would that be...
That'll be a status symbol.
I kind of want one now. Because everybody hates it.
It's like that ugly thing that gets prettier and prettier to me. But
you guys are so silly. You really got
I'm like, it looks like a Batman tumbler.
Doesn't look like a tumbler at all, man. It looks like a 2D Nintendo 64 version of the tumbler.
Yo, the matte black version? The matte black version.
I haven't seen the matte. I've seen only the silver and the gray.
No, the matte black version on the internet? I'm like, that's pretty sick.
Every time I see it, I just kind of get more and more like, oh.
If Batman had a truck, it would look like that.
Yeah.
Like the early renditions versus what I see now on the street version looks a lot worse than early images.
Fair enough. I mean, that's always with concepts and productions, right? But the worst thing about the truck is that windshield wiper. It has this one big massive windshield wiper that goes all the way across. It's so ugly. That's the one part of the truck. I'm like, why did he decide to do that? Doesn't make any sense.
And now the power is also getting memed. Like there was the one stuck video where like it's beating every car in the stuck on the hill. But then they're like, but it's great for drag racing.
Mm.
So it's like,
yeah, but who's really gonna use this thing as a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Once again, just going back to our unfortunate community, half the people driving pickup trucks don't need a pickup truck. They're just driving a pickup truck because it's cool.
Yeah,
right. No one's utilizing the bed or you know, going and dropping off cargo. They're just, it's their daily, like they're just going to work. Many
people in construction either, so
he's going to sell them. It's not going to be the people who actually utilize them, right?
So you think they're going to take over Brampton? That ugly ass thing's going to be all over Brampton.
I don't know. I don't know about Brampton. We're in hard economic times. Mortgage rates have gone up, so I don't, we'll see what happens in Brampton.
They offer great financing on that thing, though. Tesla's known for having pretty competitive financing.
Ranji's getting one. You can see his smile right now.
I'm going to look at it right now while he's talking, boys.
Oh, man. I can only imagine if that's going to be like the 2025 or 2024 Hummer. Remember when the Hummer was like the rage and every trucker had to own a Hummer to prove that they were a trucker?
You mean the Punjabis? The
Punjabis. Every Punjabi had to own that Hummer. And then the Hummer just got like...
Yeah, then it was like Frank Lucas and his fur coat. The cops knew if you had a Hummer, that's a house to investigate. Like, it was like, where'd you get all this money? How'd you buy this house in 2 years? And all the guys stopped using Hummers, right? It's funny, man. It's like the Tesla thing is crazy, but like going back to Tesla, like I was taking an Uber home. This is just the other day, and I called the Uber. That Model X thing came. I've never been in one. Yeah. The one with the gull wing door.
Yeah.
Sat and asked the dude, I'm like, man, this is 100. It's over 100K. How much is it?
It's 100.
Yeah,
100K.
Over 100.
I think base is like 95 or something. Maybe it's,
I couldn't believe. I sat on that thing. I'm like, why would anyone pay for this? But it's like a status symbol.
I feel like a lot of people have that verse. They're like,
I was not impressed. But I asked the guy, I'm like, so you do this? Like, I paid $13 for my Uber. I'm like, you're not making much money off this. Where are you going? And he's like, oh, I do this between showings now. He's a realtor.
It starts at 109.
I was like, what the hell? Like, is it that bad? He goes, it's bad. I was like, cool, man.
You're like, all right, man, here's a tip.
But yeah, I don't know. Will it take over Brampton? I don't know. I don't know if the Punjabi community is going to love it.
They will.
All right, talking about Tesla's
really didn't take over.
No, Tesla's are pretty big.
You think so?
Yeah, I see Teslas all over the place. I think one in six. No, okay. One in six cars I see are Teslas on the road in Brampton.
Jeep Wrangler.
No, I see way more Teslas than Jeep Wranglers.
No, seriously?
Tesla's up there. Yeah. Tesla's up there. I don't know if more, but...
Okay, not Model 3. Model 3s don't count.
Hold on. Yeah, that takes up an entire... Model 3s and Model Ys. Model 3s and Model Ys I see all over the place.
Yeah.
But those aren't really status symbols. You think they're really buying that? Like, no. Cybertruck's not going to be... Cybertruck's a bit of a waste of money.
No, they're more like the Civic equivalent for Tesla, but they're everywhere. I feel like... And I think people with them...
It'll be a novelty and rare, too. You want to be one of the first ones to get it, right?
All right. Ryan, you started to take schedule. I want to keep going. Lenga Gate. You guys talking about things Punjabi people love? I didn't even realize this was...
Appreciate you adhering to the schedule.
I saw the time. I'm like, look, let's...
I didn't even look at the time. Lenga Gate. What's Lenga Gate?
Oh, yeah. Robbie will love this. So it wasn't a call to acceleration day. It was a
5-6 Saiba. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they basically said, we are passing official edict that they had three edicts regarding Sikh weddings. They want the full names on the cards to include Singh and Kaur. I guess people started omitting them from the cards. Small thing, I guess, but they wanted to codify it as a reminder. Banned lenge, brides from wearing lenge. What was the third one? No more flower girls. I'm so down with the flower girl thing. Yeah. If anyone knows me, I've been
I feel like some of these bub bitches watching these Instagram weddings are like, yo, we're going to cut this down. We're not going to have this. We're not going to have that. What's with the lenga thing? I still don't get it. What's the purpose behind it?
Crop tops.
No, oh, okay. Fair enough. So more modest. You're saying be more modest.
Yeah, I think it was, they probably saw going. But yeah, so Twitter, obviously, where we
and they get so heavy, they need three people to help you get up.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. I can agree with that.
I think most of these things are things people
properly.
Yeah, I think most of these things people agree with generally. It's just kind of like, I think the thing that really irked people was like codifying it. But sometimes I feel like, has the community gotten to a point that bad that you have to like say the quiet parts out loud? Hey, don't smoke on a Gurdwara premise. Oh, now they're telling us we can't. Like, I feel like there's certain things that people know generally, yeah, this is pushing it.
But don't we have like two sections of our community that the one that are, they just go through the motions because they think that's a wedding. They don't have any ties to the religion. They just do what they want, and that's just the mourning part, right? That's the problem.
That's a good chunk of people.
And so I think this is a reminder to the Granthis, really, and the Gurdwaras that host these weddings that, hey, this is a reminder to you to, you know, enforce some of this stuff or be mindful of this stuff. I don't...
It would be cool to do like a mandatory sit down before your wedding and learn the process, learn what the wedding's about.
To it every few podcasts, man. The fucking
anytime we bring up weddings, anytime we bring up weddings, we talk about there needs to be that course. We talk about Christians having it. We talk about Jews having it. We talk about.
No, yeah, I think it'd be. I think there's. I mean, we always make a case. No one does it though.
I mean, who's gonna do it?
maybe we should come up with the course.
$500 a course, online webinar.
Yeah, it's a Zoom call. You sit there with us three.
Fully approved.
I talked to those three guys. They told me what I should and shouldn't do.
They gave me a certificate.
Yo, we could totally cash in on this. No, it's just one of those. I understood people's backlash towards it somewhat. They're thinking that, hey, you're coming up against personal choice. But at the same time, I think our community's gone so left-leaning or so progressive in certain areas that you got to remind them what is and isn't acceptable.
But people are debating this on Twitter. It's actually fucked. Like, it's,
I haven't read the debates. I just hear people hating on people openly. Like, look at this friggin' more not talking shit. Look at this slut. People go to the slut real quick. They're like slut shaming people over like.
Yeah, apparently the trigger for this was just a pattern in like southern weddings, southern India weddings of really heavy lingas, really not modest. There was a recent wedding apparently where the bride didn't wear a chunni. She just had people holding flowers over her head, or like flowers held together by string, you know, flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's always the extreme cases that push this stuff, and it's always stuff that's happening in India. I feel like
it's just funny how it, like, you get married, you know, with a faith, but you don't, like, it doesn't look anything like the faith practices. It's just like the dude in a cowboy hat. That was my favorite. That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one. I ain't wearing no pug. I'm a cowboy.
Hey, and you know, the guy told him, like, hey, as long as your head's covered, you're good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, we have a no hat rule, bro.
No, but you also have a head covering rule. Which one am I breaking her and which one am I...
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. Someone should have told him.
I mean, they themselves probably were like, hey, we're no one's going to care. And then we're going to get a hukum nama saying, hey, no hats during your nadgata. And then people are like, why do they have to do this?
I'm still seeing destination weddings. Yeah. So.
Oh, really? I thought people were taking it seriously and not doing it.
No,
they're just not posting it near as much, I guess.
I'm seeing it less, but I'm seeing...
We didn't even cover this, but like, remember the craziest destination wedding? They freaking got married on the plane?
That's not a destination. Yeah.
I mean, technically it's a destination. They're like...
They married in the plane and they landed.
I don't think it was a cool wedding. It was opulent in the sense they probably spent a lot, but I don't really think they broke any real rule though.
Dude,
no, why did they break any rules? It's just hilarious that they thought that was cool.
No, but like, see, this is what we come down to, right? It's like, what rules are we breaking? The fact that people just don't get married in a gurdwara, like, they're waiting for a hukum nama to come saying, hey, no weddings in planes where you're partying in the other section of the plane. I mean,
even with the destination wedding, I just don't want people can't get married and then just go to the destination.
Yeah,
what's the big deal? Like, it's you just want the pictures, go there and play dress up, take your pictures. I mean, that's all they want. It's not really about the wedding itself. I mean, it's a hot ass beach. Right? No one's happy. The party wants to go inside. You're only doing it for the pictures.
I always thought the destination wasn't even for the pictures. I thought it was just a way to conveniently get out from inviting everyone, you know.
Yeah, like, but then just go right after the wedding. Like, jump, like, literally right after the nadgata, straight to the airport. Go.
A small wedding.
Huh?
That's so you get away with a small wedding. I think the cost is still pretty up there.
Yeah, but it's like 50 grand versus having it, or maybe it's like 75 grand versus doing, you know, the 300 grand that would have cost if you had to invite everyone in your social network. That's why politicians are ripping it, because they're like, yo, I know way too many people. I don't want anyone to feel judged for not being invited. So let me just make this non-accessible for a lot of people by saying, hey, here's when my wedding is. If you want to come, grab your place.
$2,500 per person. Come to my wedding. It's just $2,500 per person.
Yeah. You whittle down the people real quick. But yeah, Langergate, I feel like it was a much ado about nothing, really. I love a community's interest in going after like this small. There's been more controversy over Langergate than any of the Brampton shootings or like the gang drug wars within the community and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's really weird. That's what I mean. Whatever. You know.
Bless.
Let's just more about that.
All right. On that note, man, thank you guys for tuning in. It's been a hectic few months.
This is our last episode of the year, man.
If you didn't realize it, we probably won't be doing another episode next week. We've been mailing this shit in quick.
Yeah.
This is mailed in.
All right, yo.
We'll be better next year.
Hopefully.
Next year.
We'll release 12 episodes next year.
And we'll have...
That's a decent goal.
12 episodes.
We'll get some good guests. We'll get Patrick Bowne. Let's get Patrick Bowne to talk about how he feels.
You're getting really ambitious by saying we're going to have good guests. You're really upping the...
We're trying to do a podcast a quarter. This guy's on talking about guests.
Man, the guests who show up on our podcast are ashamed to have been on it.
I wanna get Patty on it and get him to talk about how he feels.
I was just tripping Discard the other day. Discard was on another podcast and he had like 3 tweets promoting the podcast. I'm like, bro, you didn't even give us 1 tweet. He's like, I don't even want anyone to know I was on there, man. Shit. He's like, how many people listen again? I just need to make sure that I'm covered. I was like, damn.
You should release the
podcast,
huh?
He's not on big podcast.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a big podcast or not. The fact that he gave them more shoutouts than he gave us, I took that shit personal.
Didn't we get like rated pretty high in all these reviews he keeps sending me? Like,
yeah, number
two Spotify listings.
Number 2 podcast in Ontario, brother, undefeated. We're the best political source of Punjabi community insights. We talk about things that no one else will.
Or want to.
Yeah, we're really going to the drudge of the...
Hence why they don't listen.
I think other people are smart enough to know that you can only talk about interest rates and housing crisis so much. Whereas that's like our... We may as well just become a realtor podcast. Like, let's just start showing listings and commenting on them. That should be the next trend.
As a Twitter feed, right?
Everyone just bring 5 houses and we'll judge their listings.
5 power of sales?
5 power of sales each. Oh, man. All right, man. On that note, enjoy your winter break, man. Hopefully you guys have a Merry Christmas. Celebrate your...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. You guys seem like Christmas. You seem like Christmas, guys. Elf on the Shelf type folk. All right, peace.